You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. My name is Daryl Rochelle. Almost everyone gets hurt on the job at some point in their lives. In 2006, over 180,000 workers in Alberta filed new claims with the Workers' Compensation Board. In just a moment, you'll hear a story about a worker who was hurt on the job. But first, have you been hurt at work? Or do you have a story about someone you know who has been hurt on the job? If so, please come and see me after you've listened to this story, because I want to record your story for the Workus. Here's a story about a worker who exercised his right to refuse to do a job that he thought was unsafe.
Okay, I was working as a summer student with a electrical company, and we were doing maintenance on a distribution center in a facility in the city, and part of the job was to run some conductors, wires, ground wire, through a particular area, and part of it went through a distribution center. And in the distribution center, they have three bus bars is what they call them, and they're where they conduct a certain degree or a certain amount of electricity. I think it was 13,700 volts. And the job I was given was to run the conductor behind the bus bar. And the hazard was quite obvious, electrocution. And I just simply refused. I said I wasn't going to do it. I was a bit too apprehensive about what might occur. They didn't insist that I do it. And in fact, the gentleman who owned the company, who was the boss, he proceeded to do it himself. And it was I was still pretty apprehensive that something might occur, that he might get electrocuted in doing it. But he proceeded, and he managed to get the job finished. But it was pretty nerve-wracking. And then it, he completed it, and that was that. And it didn't affect our relationship or I continued to work for the duration of the summer with that with the company.
And, why do you think he did it? I mean, he must have known that it was dangerous too.
Oh, I think it's just he was a type of person who gets the job done. Good, strong work ethic, and the relationship he had with the institution that he was working for, it was an important contract for them, and it needed to be done. And I think that's it. It's something that needs to be done. You have a particular time frame within which to do it, and they just proceed. And oftentimes, I wouldn't say it's not cutting corners, because it's cutting corners from a safety perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's a simple job, but in order to do it properly, we would have had to shut down the distribution center, and it would have resulted in having to, plan around that, and not having electricity for a particular segment of the institution.
Well, thanks for telling us the story.
Well, you're welcome.
That was Sean talking about the right to refuse unsafe work. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work? Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for the Workus. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in The Workus. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Centre.
I took most of the weight. I went to lift him into there, and I felt something pop under my back.
Out of that collision, I ended up with a full-blown case of post-traumatic stress. I was off work for approximately 6 months, returned.
And backed up and essentially pinned her in between two vehicles. And obviously she was killed instantly. It was a very, obviously...